on Southeast AgNet.
When HLB was confirmed in Southern Gardens citrus groves in 2005, the company went full bore seeking solutions. President Rick Kress tells about the effort that includes planting trees the company hopes will resist HLB.
When we were first advised in late 2005 that we had infected citrus trees with HLB, we decided we had to get as proactive as we could get as quickly as we could and learn as much as we could. We have a citrus processing operation that runs 18 to 20 million boxes a year of oranges. We need oranges to satisfy that investment. So we made the decision in late 2005 to get started, and by 2006, we had invested in independent research work to develop disease-resistant citrus. Today, we have two different projects where we have trees in the ground on trees that in the lab are shown to be resistant to canker and greening. I have to put it in the field and let Mother Nature dictate if it really is resistant.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.